Want to thank you for tuning in today, and want to share with you a devotion I wrote recently entitled, Don't Waste This Crisis. In the midst of this present crisis, one which has forced us to shelter in place, practice social distancing, wear face masks whenever we're in public, and sanitize our hands numerous times each day, we have faced challenges we've never faced before. And although we are still in its clutches, plans are now in place to gradually ease the restrictions and get things going again. As we enter this phase of reacclimation, seeking to resume some sense of normalcy in our lives, we would do well to ask ourselves this question. How has this coronavirus pandemic changed me spiritually? If we can honestly say that it has had little effect on our spiritual walk and maybe even has caused some bitterness and anger towards God to creep into our spirit, I propose to you that we're in danger of wasting the present crisis. Rahm Emanuel, who served as chief of staff to then-President Barack Obama from 2009 to 2010, is credited with first using that phrase when referring to the economic crisis that gripped not only the United States, but also the entire world at the time. He said, "Never allow a good crisis go to waste. It's an opportunity to do the things you once thought were impossible." Given a spiritual spin to that statement, Dr. Charles Stanley recently warned believers against wasting the present crisis with a wrong response. Well, I submit to you that the response which will truly honor God in our lives during this time is a personal commitment to focus our energies towards becoming more Christ-like as we trust Him to lead us through this challenging time. Whether we waste this opportunity or we seize it is totally dependent on our own personal response to it. I'm reminded of the story in the book of Daniel about the three Hebrew young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were threatened with death in a fiery furnace by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar if they refused to bow down and worship the gold image he had made. In Daniel 3:16, we read, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, 'O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.'" This was a crisis of major proportion for these young men, and their decision could bring about devastating consequences in their lives. Irregardless, in refusing to bow down to the gold image, these young men fully trusted God with their lives, believing Him for their deliverance, however He chose to accomplish it. We read that God not only protected them from the flames, but also personally walked with them through them, delivering them without a single hair on their head even slightly singed. King Nebuchadnezzar, in response to God's miraculous deliverance, issued a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. In addition, the king promoted the three Hebrew young men to positions of authority in Babylon, thereby widening their circle of influence and multiplying their opportunities for sharing their testimonies of God's power and provisions. Instead of wasting the crisis by bowing to the king's command to worship the golden image, these young men of faith trusted God and were miraculously delivered. Can God also deliver us from this coronavirus crisis? Absolutely. And when He does, if we have responded in a way that honors Him, not only will our faith be strengthened, we will also bear a closer resemblance to Christ, our opportunities for witnessing will increase, and God will be glorified in it all. So let us not waste this crisis, but fully trust the Lord for His deliverance as we emerge from it refined by the fire. I close with this promise of God recorded for us in Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God bless you.